Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback, and it's why you still do need to get a quarterback. So that's something you're going to have to deal with. There was something else that really struck me last night watching the game, and it was this. The Browns defense did a better job against the Ravens and the Bengals than either one of the defenses did against the team last night. And I just thought, wow, okay. The Browns beat the Ravens 29-24. They held the Ravens to 24 points, if that's holding a team. But they held them to 24 points. Last night, the Bengals couldn't stop Lamar Jackson to save their you-know-whats in the second half.
Compared to watching those two go back and forth against each other, yeah, you did something.
And the Browns gave up 21 points to the Bengals. And last night, the Ravens gave up 34 and let Joe Burrow pass for over 400 yards. And I just thought, the Browns defense, though not quite what it was last year, still pretty good. And you're letting an opportunity slip away this year with a pretty good defense because your offense is just putrid.
It hit me watching that game last night. If you gave the Browns defense in its current iteration to either one of those teams, they would be the second best team in the AFC. We would be talking about
behind
them
Kansas
as
City.
A Super Bowl contending team if you gave the Browns defense to either one of those teams. I mean, I just sat there thinking that the entire night going, if you could just take a league average defense and hand it to those two, holy smokes. Like, you would be giving Kansas City a run for their money.
Don't you think, though, that both of those teams have some things on defense that should be better and probably will get better?
Well,
I kind of do.
Roquan
but
Smith has been playing poorly for the Baltimore Ravens, and that's a big part of it. Also, the fact that they lost Mike McDonald, and it's showing up every single time that they take the defensive field that they miss Mike McDonald because he went to be the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, mm-hmm. and they just don't have that guy there. They moved on from Geno Stone. They moved on from Jadeveon Clowney.
Geno Stone went to Cincy.
They don't have the pass rush, and if you look on the other side, that Bengals defense, ever since they lost Jesse Bates, has been taking a step back. Like, they don't have the talent outside of Hendrickson. They've invested so much on the offensive side of the ball, and they haven't replaced anything on the defensive side outside of bringing in Geno Stone that has made this team any better on the defensive side. And if I could just take the Browns offense and get it to league average with that defense.
Yeah.
You're in every game.
Absolutely.
It all becomes coin flips so quickly. It's back to the original thing that you and I were both saying 20 minutes ago. Like, I don't think this Browns team is as far away as everybody thinks. After watching those two last night, I don't think you need to tear it down to the studs. You just have to find a league average offense. That's not like every time you hand them the ball, you're just praying they're going to be on the field for more than three plays.
Baltimore right now, dead last still in passing defense. And we saw that against the Browns with Jameis going nuts. And we really saw it last night with Joe Burrow going absolutely nuts. And I don't want to say that last night made me think that the Browns aren't that far away, because I think offensively they are. Because you don't have the quarterback.
Right. And that might just be the case, Jeff. You might be 100% right. It might be too optimistic.
Defensively, I think they're okay. And I think they'll be better. I do. But offensively, man, you're going up against Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. And I don't mean just when you play them. You know, every week, those two guys are rolling out for their team, and they give their team a chance to win that game.
And you're going up against Ja'Marr Chase, who is big, fast, and strong. And you are going up against Zay Flowers, who is as fast as they come. And you are going
And what did Baltimore do? Okay, they have Zay Flowers. They have Rashad Bateman, who's pretty good.
Caught some great passes.
And they went out and got Deontay Johnson.
Right.
They brought in another. They have Mark Andrews. They have Isaiah Likely, who was out last night. They have Derrick Henry, who they brought in. They just got Keaton Mitchell back. Justice Hill's been good for them. I mean, they have layers of skill position guys around their big-time quarterback. And the Browns don't have that either. See, that's an issue. The Browns don't have that either.
And all guys who do different things on top of it.
Yeah, different skill sets.
Different skill sets. Somebody once, might have been Nate Tice, put it as building a wide receiver core is like building a basketball team. You want a bunch of guys who could do a bunch of different things, so that you have to guard a lot of different ideas. You know, you want some big, strong guys along with the guys who are incredibly quick. You want, you know, shorter guys with great hands. You want taller guys who've got some speed to them so you can go one-on-one, 50-50 balls, all that kind of stuff. Or just go get Ja'Marr Chase, who could do everything. And I've always thought that was a really interesting way of looking at it, and I think that is the way they look at it. And if you look at the Browns receiving core, maybe. And I like Cedric Tillman. I want to see what he does for the rest of the year before we're ready to question anything.
I would agree with that. Elijah Moore needs to keep it going before the Browns even think about bringing him back next year.
David Njoku is a pain in the butt to get to the ground.
Yeah.
He's a great weapon. He's somebody that you definitely want. And after that, I'm open.
You're
to
hard pressed to find anybody.
Jerry Judy's pretty quick.
Jerry's fine.
Yeah.
Right
He's
now.
Pretty quick. He can run routes decently
but
enough.
See, you've got a guy in Ja'Marr Chase, and here's the thing with the Bengals. You had Ja'Marr Chase, okay? You had Tyler Boyd. Tyler left, went to Tennessee. What did they do? They drafted a guy in the third round, Jermaine Burton from Alabama, who's apparently a knucklehead, but has some real talent, who they like a lot. They have T. Higgins, who's going to leave in free agency more than likely. But they just keep the guys coming in. And that's the thing that's really good about what I think the Bengals are doing. Now, they lost Joe Mixon, let him walk, brought in Zach Moss, and they thought Chase Brown would be pretty good. They've been right about Chase Brown.
Yeah.
But they keep adding skill position talent, and I think the Ravens do an even better job of that.
Can I give you one of the nerd things that stood out to me watching yesterday, too?
Yep.
And I apologize for heading down nerd corner for a minute here.
Why?
Did you see on third down?
That's what you do best.
That the Bengals were bringing in like three tight ends and using the tight ends as pass blockers instead of having the running back out there.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, in the backfield.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that. And I was like, that's really smart.
The Browns have done some of that in the past.
Right.
Especially in goal line when they brought in Nick Harris and things.
Right. But, like, if you don't trust your running back to be a pass protector, then bring in somebody bigger who's more used to blocking and have that guy block. I was like, that's a really smart idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to go.
And it's one of those, like, kind of falls under the no kidding, like the no S-bomb Sherlock that we always point to on various things. But like, you say it out loud and everybody's like, yeah, no kidding, that's what you should do. But like, how many teams do that kind of stuff? Yeah. How many teams think that way? How many teams look at that running back spot there and go, well, you know, we want a better pass catcher. We want someone who's shiftier. It's like, no, you want somebody to make sure your quarterback is standing at the end of the play. You want somebody who, when they send five, can step into where the hole is after they do their stunt and can stop that guy from coming in.
What do you think watching last night, folks? 216-474-0092. Dennis is in Vermilion, home of Woolly Bears. Hello, Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well.
Okay, I think what you guys are talking about, again, is a reflection on the general manager. Whoever made the trade for Watson tied up all our cap space on one player. You couldn't keep a Kareem Hunt. You cannot go out and find wide receivers because you can't afford to pay for them. And you have to get rid of players like Za'Darius Smith because you don't have the cap space to try to keep them for next year. So I know we tried to roll the dice with Deshaun, but it was a bad mistake, maybe in retrospect, maybe at the time. But they tied up too much money in one position, and now they're paying the piper.
Exactly. And now they've got to deal with it. But watching last night, though, don't you understand? And it was a bad move. But we understand why they made it. I mean, you've got two of the best quarterbacks in the league in this division, and you're going to have to deal with them for maybe the next 7 years.
Right. But you can't go out and get the wide receivers to even help a Jameis Winston or a DTR or anybody because you're stuck. And it's unfortunate. It's a reflection on the general manager. That's got to be addressed, or whomever made the decision.
Yeah, and remember what the GM said the other day. Well, everybody was on board, Dennis, he said.
Right, right. Well, what's he going to say?
Exactly.
Is he going to fall on his sword in front of the press?
I would think everybody had to be on board, especially if ownership said we're doing this.
And we're not going to 100% know who was on board and who wasn't on board until the tell-all book is written.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would have thought that Haslam could make Jerry Jones look like Einstein? Anyhow, that's my thought for the day.
All right, Dennis. Thank you very much. The big difference between our ownership and the Cowboys' ownership is our ownership doesn't have a press conference after every game.
He doesn't have a press conference and then hop on the radio. Though, I mean, if Jimmy Haslam wants to, we would love to have him on the air with us every week.
That'd be great. I think he has better things to do.
I think we'd have an absolute ball with him. I'd love to have him join us every single week and ask him all the questions.
What'd you think watching last night, folks, about our team? Watching two teams in the division put on a show and play very little defense. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.